Despite a late start to Louisiana's corn crop, harvest could begin in a couple of weeks. LSU Ag Center corn and cotton specialist Dan Frommey said he is anticipating excellent yields. The state has approximately 450,000 acres of corn, 250,000 fewer acres than last year.
A lot of that was due to the wet weather at planting time. Got a little late to plant corn, and I think a lot of people switched over to soybeans.
Corn prices are lower than farmers would like to see, but Frommey said high yields could help offset low prices. Frommey also is expecting good things from the state's cotton crop.
Figure if we can get some timely rains here in the latter part of July, we have the potential of, equaling last year's record-setting crop here in Louisiana.
Insects can be an issue for cotton growers this time of the year. LSU Ag Center entomologist David Kearns said farmers are seeing a lot of bollworms. Tobacco thrifts have been a problem as well.
And when we get a lot of rainfall like we had, sometimes you'll lose your seed treatments a little bit quicker as well. And then we have some resistance issues on some of our seed treatments that is causing our thrips to be more severe than we would normally see.
Kearns said populations of spider mites and plant bugs, which can be a problem on cotton plants, are low this year. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.